Andy, do you think that was just a tale of chances missed and chances scored, or do you think things were basically wrong with our performance today?
I think it's been the same for the last, it's just been a poor week, hasn't it, in the grand scheme of things. It's been a really, really poor week of results. I think out of all three of the games, I'd probably say that's our worst performance, if I'm honest. We're chatting with the lads in there, and make no bones about it, we look at everything, and we're looking at set up, and we wanted to hurt them today, but at the end of the day, either they wanted it more than us today, which is a worry. I didn't see us setting the tempo, from the first second, like we normally do. I thought for their first goal it was actually a foul on Callan, if I'm honest, and we didn't get it, but then, the lad just runs straight through the centre of the park and scores. My biggest thing, Ivor, is obviously since we've come in, we've built the lads up and we've given this belief system for them to go on and get results. I think, now there's a little bit of pressure on them. It that often shows the tale of where you're at as a group and where you're at and, as individuals. And I feel that they're far too nice with each other on the pitch, in the dressing room. I don't see anyone, and it doesn't have to be shouting and fighting and arguing all the time, but, they need to have a little bit more oomph with each other and then tell each other a little bit more home truths, because, you've got, the biggest takeaway from today is I hope Lee Whelan is all right. But you look at Lee Whelan, who's putting his head, on the ball, getting his head cut, and getting himself knocked out to keep the ball out the back of the net. And then you look for their second goal, and the lad turns, chests it up, and then just, does some sort of kung fu kick into the top corner. That's unacceptable.
Can you give us an update on his warfare?
He's obviously he's up, he's talking, but he didn't have a clue where he was. And he's just, he's just gone to hospital there. And you know what? For that kid, he's been absolutely outstanding this season. And I thought we missed him when he did go off. Obviously that early on in the second half, in terms of what we wanted to do with the game, it does affect things slightly. But it shouldn't affect things to the point where, we're not defending our goal the right way. And, I think, we've played some of the top teams in the division and kept clean sheets. It's a mentality.
Well, I mean, one thing you've stressed a number of times this season is that there are a lot of good sides in this league. And when I spoke to you last week, you said, Lancaster would be a tough side. And they were really tough to beat, weren't they? And,
without a doubt, They've got some real good experience in there either. But from where we're currently at and what we want to do and what we want to achieve, we haven't got any magic pills for the lads to run and make the right decisions, but, it's the tiny little minor things. And listen, we do look at stuff, and there's quite a lot of players in that dressing room that have never won a promotion or been to playoffs, and there's a reason why teams are up there and teams, spend money on certain players and so on and so forth, because they do the basics consistently well. And, we're just too, over this past week, we've been really, really weak.
I mean, our second goal, when it came, was actually very simple, wasn't it? Tom Denton header and Gable gets onto it, and then you wonder why you've been huffing and puffing for 20 minutes with nothing happening, and then we get a really straightforward goal.
But their third goal comes from, I felt it was a bit of an under, we didn't get the height on the ball enough, and then Dents is having to run back towards our own goal to get a flick, and then, they do a volley away, and then George is in a foot race. Listen, we're trying to get back in the game at that point, there's no doubt about it. Them types of goals that we've scored when the game's getting a bit stretched, we need to be putting teams under more pressure like that, which we have done this year. We've kept stuff alive, and we've really you know, we've pushed teams to the limit and forced them into errors. But every clearance at the minute seems to be in front of their defenders rather than making them stretch and head it out for a throw-in or head it out for a corner. I think as a group, we've got to stay together now and believe. And that's what I've challenged the lads. You know, did he believe enough in that dressing room? Because obviously when we came in, I don't think they had that belief. Yeah. And then we get ourselves into a good position and they've got to start, you know, it's got to come from within.
Yeah, well, I think you've answered what was going to be the next question. I was going to say, how do we reset from here? But you've kind of answered it with finding self-belief, really. That's what you think.
No, there's a lot of, you know, there's a few, obviously Luke Partington coming in today. Mm. It doesn't help us not having Brownie available, who's been a fantastic fullback for us all season. But you do have them times in the season where, you know, players might be off form or then there's unavailability. And you know, I think we've dealt with that really well throughout the year, but it just seems that it's all kind of hitting us at a wrong time. You know, even Lee Wheeling going down injured there and, you know, just stuff like that. It doesn't help, but it's not an excuse. What we just didn't manage the game well enough. We're not, you know, we've gone from being a really hard, resilient team to beat to conceding really soft and sloppy goals, which it hasn't been us.
Can you tell us a bit about Luke Partington as a player? Obviously, the first time we've seen him today.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were really keen to get a full-back in. You know, we didn't want to, you know, push one of the centre-halves out there and play somebody out of position. So we were really keen to bring him in. So obviously he played against us for Atherton and he'd done really well. Obviously he's on loan from Stockport County, but we've seen him play a number of times. And, you know, he's a young lad. And, you know, in fairness to him, I thought he had a steady game today. Yeah. But it's always difficult, isn't it, when you're coming into a team that... you know, it's been a bit of a poor week for us, hasn't it? So.
Very, yeah. He's on loan to the end of season, is he?
Yeah.
So, obviously we have to regroup because it's Warrington Rylands next week and it's a bit unforgiving, this fixture list.
And do you know what? I've no doubt that the players in that dressing room have got the ability to reset and go and put in a winning performance. But, you know... like we stood here before, I think every team in this division's a tough team. It's never going to be easy games, but you've just got to have that consistency about your play week in, week out. And I think some of, you know, taking their eye off the ball a bit and you know, not doing the basics well enough. You know, we've got to defend our goal a lot better because it's not, you know, we're not getting beat by threes and fours. It's ones. We've just got to do better.